Joining us on the line is Roger Lilly, who is an energy analyst. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
So is this a case of a day late and a dollar short?
Not at all.
Good. Best answer
in
yet.
In fact, it's the best news we could have had.
Okay, tell us why.
Up until this point, there's a terrible echo on this line.
So we're not hearing it. If you can manage to hear your voice twice, which I know can be a bit annoying and disturbing, on our side, it's very, very clear.
Okay, I'll just carry on. So up until this point, if a company wanted to generate electricity, it could only do so for its own use, and it was limited to 1 megawatt without getting a special license. And getting a special license was very complex. The industry for some time has been calling for a lift to that. And finally, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy granted them a limit of 10 megawatts, by which time industry said too little and too late, and we want 50 megawatts. Yesterday's announcement, where the president effectively said, forget 50 megawatts, have 100 megawatts, is the best news the industry could possibly have at this time.
What is, in terms of size, I'm clueless as far as this is concerned, what does 1 megawatt power versus 100?
Okay, so a 100 megawatt power plant is the size of a quarter, a little bit less than that, probably one-tenth of one of Eskom's power stations. It would generate a small town or a large village very well. But more importantly than that, big organizations, big manufacturing companies and mines and large farms will now be able, even municipalities, would now be able to generate the amount of electricity they need for themselves, for their own use, and sell on the surplus. Now that makes the whole story a different kettle of fish, because now there's another possible business opportunity here. There's another revenue stream possibility, because instead of being reliant on Eskom for power, they are now able to have the control in their own hands, these organizations, these businesses or municipalities, and any surplus power that they generate, they can now sell. So this is the best news ever. It's going to absolutely revolutionize the electrical sector in this country, and very quickly. By next winter, you won't see load shedding. It won't exist, because these companies will be generating sufficient power that they won't be taking power from Eskom, which will relieve the pressure of Eskom, and they'll be able to provide the municipal, or to provide the rest of the country with surplus power to aid Eskom. So this is really fantastic news.
So in other words, if I'm understanding correctly, maybe I was looking at it wrong, because my concern was, all right, I'm now want to be an independent power producer. I've got to now go and make an application. I've got to prove it everything, etc. But and I was worried how long that would take and what those regulations would be. But what I wasn't looking at is that companies that are power dependent are now free to generate their own power. And what that does is it removes their demand from the grid, and as a bonus, even allows them to sell that power back onto the grid. So it actually has a double impact, and it isn't necessarily that now City of Johannesburg has got to go and contract with a new power supplier, but in fact it should just be helping just by allowing freedom in the space.
Yes, yes, that's right. So independent power producers are in the business of making electricity the way a shoe company is in the business of making shoes. Up until this point, the independent power producers were forced to sell their electricity to a single buyer, Eskom. Well, that's changing now. So suddenly they are free to sell to whomever will buy the electricity from them. Now, that in itself is a marvelous step forward in terms of liberalizing the electricity sector in this country. Now, what we're going to see is we're going to start to see a lot more foreign direct investment, because we're going to see companies coming into the country and saying, okay, we'll build a plant there, we'll build a factory to make whatever it is, because we've got the labor, and now we don't have to worry about the power because we can provide that for ourselves. And should we have more than we need, we can sell that on and recoup some of our costs. This is great news.
Which is obviously why there was such pushback for it, because it doesn't really serve Eskom. Because all of us, even though it will actually in the long run, because we've seen what competition does. We look at Telkom. Telkom was a complete disaster. And then when competition was allowed in the form of other cell phone providers, all of a sudden Telkom has some incredible offerings and they become an inefficient, much more efficient organization. It saved them from themselves.
You see, we are told repeatedly that we live in a democratic society. And the only way that business operates is democratically. In other words, business must be able to make its own decisions and its own choices. And this is exactly now what the president's statement yesterday has done. I don't know if the public, if it's really sunk home yet, just how significant this statement is.
I can tell you even for somebody like me, and maybe we're just too cynical. You know, maybe we are so unimpressed by some of the decisions that government makes, that when they finally do make a decision that's very clearly, and I'm talking to somebody who's an expert on this, who's involved in this, somebody who really does know what they're talking about, when we do see an announcement like this, we kind of find cynical ways of interpreting it, because we actually don't believe, we don't have a tremendous amount of goodwill. And I'm not saying we should be blamed for that. We've certainly had enough poor experience from government. But you're saying, and I really, really love this message, and I actually love the fact that you're my last interview for the week, because as we head in towards the weekend, that this is really, really great news, that you're saying that by next winter we shouldn't be seeing load shedding, because this should make that much of a difference.
Yeah, you were saying a moment ago whether this would be good for Eskom. In my opinion, competition is always good. And I know that initially it's going to be difficult for Eskom, because they are so accustomed to having the monopoly of electricity generation or electricity supply into the country, that they will obviously feel some tension or even some regret at the decision. But the reality is that it will free up Eskom to start finally decommissioning some of its older coal-fired power stations, because we won't need that electricity, because it'll be coming from elsewhere. And with a little bit of luck, it means that these power ships that the government are so keen on getting, maybe we won't need them for 20 years. Maybe we can have them for 2 years and then get rid of them and retain the generation within the country, within the hands of South African businessmen. I cannot say often enough how what good news this is.